Our assignment for this morning was to bring a story about some trial that either us or our family had to go through. And one thing that my parents had to go through when they were leaving the Mennonite church is my grandparents naturally didn't like it, you know, because they were all had been a part of that church ever since they were born. And at one point, I think my grandpa even told my dad, just gave him a command not to leave. And I'm sure that was really hard to go against that and actually leave, but they knew that was the right thing to do. And the good thing that came out of that is that now my grandparents realized that we weren't just wanting to go to the world, and yeah, now they have accepted that.
A few years ago, when Mom was getting ready to have Lewis, she had to go on bed rest for a little bit, and us children were quite a bit younger then, and it kind of changed up a bunch of things at the house for a little bit, and it was kind of hard for some of us, but one thing I learned is that even though it was a little challenging, our family just stuck together and eventually got through it, and that's kind of something that goes with just about any relationship with friends and or other people. Even if you're going through something hard, just keep going and stick together and you'll eventually get through it.
When the church split, I didn't know everything really that was going on, I was kind of, you know, worried and afraid, didn't know if we were going to leave the church or not or what. I just learned that just whatever situation is going on, you gotta trust God. And as long as you are just seeking after doing as far as you know, He wants you to do, then everything will work out to the better.
Little while back when we were missionaries in Mexico, well, I guess I was you know, young enough, I didn't really understand, you know, how things were necessarily back then, but hearing my dad talk about it lately, it was pretty interesting how, you know, it's just way harder to make a living down there, and it's just, he was talking about how he'd, you know, get paid by a customer and then, hey, you know, have enough money, be able to run to the market and grab some good deals on vegetables and food and stuff, you know. But thankfully we always had, you know, good rice and beans to eat. And yeah, I remember there's good memories of that. So that's neat remembering and seeing how different it is now than back then. But you know, I was young enough, I had no clue about that. I just, you know, playing in the streets, you know, didn't really know what was going on. But yeah, it's neat to be able to look back and see how things were back then in a different country like that. So
it was kind of hard for me when I had my appendicitis a while ago, but I was thankful for the hospital and all the doctors and everything, and thankfully the Lord brought me through it.
For a little while, our grandparents weren't living together, and I could tell that was pretty hard on my dad and my uncles. But then they pulled through it, and now they're living back together, so that's a good thing.
I had a bike wreck going down the hill, and I am thankful I did not, a car didn't hit me and I did not break any bones. My dad can't do very many physical things, and this causes hardship on the family. But I'm thankful God allows him to still be here with us. We're thankful for all our blessings.
It was hard when my Uncle Mark died. I learned that we will all die some point in our life, so I should make the most of my life.